Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? It is I on Hollywood. Once again, we're here with you, and I'm going to say this show can be about as free flow as J-Lo going through the streets of Cuba on a moped, or as awkward as Eva Longoria and Tony Parker meeting for lunch. And I am, as always, joined by the lovely Lola. Lola, you there?
Everybody?
And, you know, I've said it all week long, and actually before I even begin, we are now officially, ta-da, on Facebook. You can catch our fan page. It's at News and Comment Network, hyphen Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola. You can actually see our sweet faces on there, and you can actually make the decision. And, yes, I more or less have a face built for radio. Lola is more built for TV.
We're celebs now. Everybody add us.
We're quickly moving along there with our little show. So I'm happy. We got our Facebook page. We got a few fans on there. I actually joke, I don't know if we'll get to 100, but if we do, that's. Mm-hmm. And we thank everybody for their comments and feedback. And I'm going to go right into it. Story number one. Grammy nominations came out this week, and Lola and I both had a chance to catch the Grammy nomination show. By LL Cool J. I'm going to come right out and ask you. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm going to go over and I'll go through album of the year, record of the year, and song of the year, and we'll touch on that today. As we get Grammys, we'll actually talk about our picks for different performances. But were there any surprises or were there any snubs that you thought that you coming out of there?
Actually, I'm really surprised that Justin Bieber only got, what, 2 nods?
Yeah.
Is that what he got? Yeah. I was surprised about that. And another thing is kind of not really related, but I was going through the list of nominations, and remember actress Tia Carrere from Wayne's World? You know, she got a nod, too.
Really?
Yeah, she's in the Best Hawaiian, album category. And I was going through, and I looked, and I go, wow, I didn't know she even did anything like that. I thought that was kind of different.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's about as surprising as the guy who was in Short Circuit winning the Oscar this year. I think as soon as you saw him, you're like, I didn't know he was producing movies. But Tia Carrere,
yeah.
But you know what? Think of it, though. I do believe I thought I heard something about Tia Carrere and singing and, you know, things like that. Congratulations to her. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And the weirdest thing I thought coming out of that was that as much as everybody, you know, talked about Bruno Mars and about Nicki Minaj, the thing is that there's an odd Academy rule, and people will probably be wondering why they aren't seeing them on the ballots this year. But Bruno Mars, who's a nominee in both the Record and Song of the Year, and Nicki Minaj, I think, is also nominated, and I don't have right in front of me for what. But the thing is that there is a rule that Grammy states that the artist aren't eligible in a new artist category until they release their first album. Of course, Nicki and Bruno released theirs after the eligibility period, and so they were kept off of this year's Best New Artist list, which was already kind of packed with some big names. And they will be nominated next year unless they win in a category this year. So to answer your question right off the bat, you know, if next year you don't see Nicki as the Best New Artist, if she wins in February for something, or Bruno does, which is expected, they won't be eligible, which is kind of a silly rule. I was like, you know, why don't you just do it in between, say, January 1st and December 31st? You know, it's kind of like that Oscar rule where all of a sudden all the movies that were released in the final week of the year are like Oscar contenders, and you haven't even seen it yet. So.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. You know, they might have to, like, go over that rule and kind of redefine that now.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to get your opinion. Up for Album of the Year, you have the group Arcade Fire. I know you're a big fan. Recovery by Eminem, Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, The Fame Monster by Lady Gaga, and Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
I would like to see Lady Gaga get it. I don't think she probably will. I'm thinking Eminem's got it.
Yeah, it does seem to be his year. He's got 10 nominations coming out
of
this.
Yeah, he's got 10 of them.
I've got to agree with you. You know, it's kind of, if you're coming up to it, I think, you know, and I think this is the third time he's up for Album of the Year. I think third time will be the charm. I think he will walk away with the Album of the Year. And then over in Record of the Year, Nothing on You featuring Bruno Mars, Love the Way You Lie, Eminem featuring Rihanna, F You, or as the Grammys put it, Forget You by CeeLo Green, of Mine by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and Need You Now by Lady Antebellum.
You know, I'm thinking Eminem's got it again.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. You know, I mean, I think it could go either way. I think it'll go either Eminem or Jay-Z. I think one of those two will get it.
Yeah, it's sadly one of those things where somebody who has a good, catchy song in a good year is probably going to get overlooked in this, because I know a lot of people have been talking about B.O.B. He was actually one of the performers during the Grammy nomination show.
Yeah.
And then I kind of agree with you. I think Love the Way You Lie is probably going to get it. And then we'll do Song of the Year. Beg, Steal, or Borrow by Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs. F.U. by CeeLo Green. The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert. Love the Way You Lie, Eminem featuring Rihanna. And Need You Now by Lady Antebellum.
You know, I think Eminem's going to have a lot of awards. He might not get all 10, but I think he's going to walk at least way with maybe 5, maybe 6.
This is where I see an upset, though. In years past,
I don't think he's going to get this one. I think that Lady Antebellum might get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because I think a lot of people don't expect Song of the Year, but I think one or two. I think it's going to be either Lady Antebellum or it's going to be Miranda Lambert. She's had a critical country album, and I think, you know, you rarely haven't seen a country album or song get Song of the Year, and I think she'll get a lot of votes for that. You know, if not, Lady Antebellum will pluck it away.
Well, the next one would be Best New Artist, and the nominees are Justin Bieber, Drake, Florence and the Machine, Mumford and Sons, and Esperanza Spalding. And I think Justin Bieber's got it.
Actually, you know what? I'm picking Drake for the upset. I think a lot of people, you know, he's had I know Justin Bieber had the thing for the AMAs, but as we've seen in the last few years, AMA success didn't always equal Grammy success.
That's true, yes.
Years ago, you know, when Beyonce had that role, you know, all of a sudden it was stopped by Taylor Swift. And it just, you know, people thought for sure that Beyonce was probably going to pick up some things. And, you know, she did pretty well with the AMAs, and then all of a sudden it didn't. And I don't know. As much as I have a feeling I agree with you, it's probably going to be Justin, but I'd like to see Drake walk away with that.
That would be a nice shock.
Yeah, it would be a nice shock. So, but, you know, as we go along, too, you know, as we get closer to February, we'll probably do a Grammy special where we'll talk about all of these and, you know, our thoughts and our predictions. And I was actually telling Lola last night, I was kind of shocked. The one big snob that I thought was Sade, who had been gone away for 10 years, came back, had Soldier of Love, which was a pretty big, huge hit over the summer, and got critical acclaim, and she only wound up with like a couple of nominations in minor categories. But, you know, it's a disappointment, and I'm actually surprised too that Lady Gaga didn't have a Record of the Year, you know, as much as talked about, and she didn't even come up with a Song of the Year. She had more the Album of the Year, and even with Katy Perry, she didn't have a Record or Song of the Year. So it's kind of surprising. But
well, you know, I just glanced down to Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance, and I kind of laughed because I don't know if you glossed over it, but these are the nominees. Run Back to Your Side, Eric Clapton, Crossroads, John Mayer, Helter Skelter, Paul McCartney, Silver Rider, Robert Plant, and Angry World, Neil Young. Like, do you need a wheelchair to get in that category? Poor John Mayer is the only young one.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, one of those times John Mayer will not get his way, because I think, you know, one of the vets will probably wind up with that one. I hope it's Paul McCartney. I'm a big fan. So, yeah, I saw that at the AARP category, as we always state.
Exactly.
Nothing at all. Moving on to our other top story this week, and that's involving Britney Spears. Kind of an odd week in regards to this. Of course, if you have not heard, that there was a report by Star Magazine and Radar Online that Britney called her ex, Jason Alexander, husband number one for 55 hours, alleging that her current boyfriend was
Jason, Travwick. I think that's his name.
Yeah, and you know, and basically there was Jason Tarwick. Yeah, basically that there was allegations, and I'm just going to be very careful with how we put it, that there was allegations of abuse in the relationship, and yet it was recorded. And I guess my question to you, Stace, is that, you know, you find it, and I guess now there's reports that lawyers are looking to sue, and Radar Online and Star was standing by the story, but there's a lot of other outlets out there that are saying that the call is fake. So I'm asking you, have you heard the calls? And I guess after that, you know, why would she call Jason Alexander? I know they're still friends, but why would she call him? And then number three, I guess, why would he record the conversation?
You know, that's a good question. I think that, I don't know what to think. You know, I think myself, well, I know she's kind of bipolar, you know, obviously going back a few years ago. And I'm like, did she have one of those moments where maybe she just called, maybe she was just even wanting a little attention, and maybe came out with some outlandish claims, or is this guy just kind of like trying to get as much money as he can? I mean, you know, Jason Alexander's not a reliable person anyway, in my opinion. You know, I mean, his 15 minutes went out a couple years ago. I don't know if he's just trying to cash in on the Britney Spears motor vehicle. It's hard to say. But she is going to great lengths to give a kind of like a public display of affection to the guy that allegedly beat her up. So, you know, I always think to myself, well, that's kind of suspicious too.
Yeah, it was like the next day, it was like right after that, she was seen coming from his office. She went to go visit him at his office, which a lot of people who follow her paparazzi-wise thought it was odd. She actually posted a Twitter post last night, I believe, if you follow her, and PS Star Magazine, Radar Online, Jason Alexander, and the rest of you liars, and I'm quoting from her, this is actually straight from her, she said, y'all, and of course, what's a Britney Spears quote without y'all, she said, y'all can kiss my lily white southern Louisiana ass, and basically that's kind of how she put it. Or if you want to go into the simpler explanation, we can go back to the TV show Alice and basically just say, kiss my grits. And I guess that's how she basically said it. But, so
but Louisiana style.
You know, I know Twitter has like a certain amount of things you could post. She just said, all she could have said was, kiss my grits. And I think it would have been hilarious. But she didn't.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just an odd story that I know, you know, this probably won't be the last time we won't talk about it. And you know, you hope that the allegations are not true. And what we were talking about before is that Britney's always around a heavy security detail. I'm pretty sure if he even attempted or tried something, that guy would probably get his legs broken. And, you know, nobody knows the story except them. And, I don't really know, you know, if the phone calls are right. Have you had a chance to listen to the phone call?
No, but, you know, TMZ was reporting there's another second tape that has surfaced. But the voice on it, I guess, is really sounds kind of gritty, and it sounds like they hand it after a male celebrity. So I'm not sure if these tapes are now authentic or not, because the second tape, I guess, really kind of does sound bogus. So it'll be kind of interesting where this goes. So, I mean, who knows really what happened, but, I mean, it is kind of odd that all of a sudden she's showing up at the his job and showing solidarity. I mean, that kind of always looks a little guilty.
Yeah. Well, speaking of gritty and bogus, one of our other stories that we kind of had was about a story that had broke yesterday, and that was Miley Cyrus. Allegedly, some photos surfaced on the net early yesterday morning, which had depicted a couple of shots which were real, and one that got a lot of interest because it was posted as really the first nude pics of Miley Cyrus, pictures allegedly taken when she was over in Europe for the MTV EMAs. But the story to how that all happened was that allegedly her purse was stolen, had her phone and, you know, cell phone pics and things of that nature. But this morning, three websites, Lola, are now saying, I know Gawker.com, Superficial, and Yasser Chop are saying that the nude photos are fake, and that it is actually a 19-year-old girl that is a Miley Cyrus lookalike.
Uh-huh.
It raised the question, you know, Miley Cyrus, I mean, I know people want to use cell phones and cell phone pics, but, you know, for her, I know she's especially got to be careful in this age of people looking to get the first, quote, nude photos now that she's legal for her age.
Sure. Well, you know, I went to MediaTakeout.com, and they still had it up. It was a kind of a grainy picture. It wasn't the best picture, but they did still have it up, and there was a disclaimer at the bottom saying that they weren't really sure if that was her indeed. You know, I think it's a matter of time before something does get out. I mean, I'm sure she'll wear a see-through top with no bra on, or maybe even do the Paris Britney Spears thing where she walks out of a limousine with, you know, forgetting to put on her panties that night. It's only a matter of time. We are talking about a girl that pole dances and gives her directors and co-stars lap dances. I mean, let's be honest, she's not a kid. I mean, she's an adult, and it's obvious that she's having sex.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where I guess, you know, she wants the world to know she's probably a little bit past 18, but in a strange way.
She's not Hannah Montana.
Yeah. It's always tough to live past the thing that she did as a kid, and so you would hope that she'd take some discretion from here on out, even if those photos turn out to be fake, which a lot of websites are saying, but, you know, hopefully twice before she actually does a lot of that stuff on camera. I guess next story I was going to shoot to also, and we'll spend a couple of minutes on, was the Jennifer Lopez tape scandal. I kind of joked about that at the top of the show, but not a joke to her lawyers, because her ex is looking to put out some videos that were taken when they were together.
Yes, and this is ex-husband number one, which was Ohani Noah. They were married, I think, a total of, I believe it was maybe a year. And he has been coming for a long time, quite a few years now. In fact, I think it started actually when she got engaged to Ben Affleck, which was many, many moons ago. And he came out with all these stories about her. And now she's currently married to husband number three, I believe, Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
And they've been actually putting a gag order on Ohani Noah. And they're trying to stop him from all these. He wanted to come out with a memoir, and then he wanted to come out with some sort of play about his life with her. And now there's this talk of this video. So I don't know. You know, I mean, who knows? If he does have something, it should have came out years ago. I think it would have been probably better then.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, because I'm like, you know, the thing is that, well, how do you know? I mean, in all respect, I mean, who are you? I mean, nobody's going to really care you're with her. And it's like he wants to do a mockumentary, but he wants to use the footage on his to show a part of his life. But I was like, okay, that's a part of your life. How? If you're doing a mockumentary on you, that would be like, you know, I know that, you know, it's to sell whatever, because he knows that without that, it's not going to sell at all. And,
oh, no, nobody even knows who he is.
I was like, you know, I even had to read it twice, and I was like, it's like a trivia question. You know, it's worth 10 points if you know it, and it's like, you don't even know who this guy is. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony and their lawyers will pretty much probably stop this guy off at the pass before he even gets it. Speaking of getting it, and I guess that's a bad lead-in, one of the other had, where it was two people who actually got it, and that was the Oscar hosting job. It was announced earlier this week that actors James Franco and Anne Hathaway have been chosen to this year's Oscars. Pretty quick, is it a good choice? And if it is not, who would you choose?
I think it's a good choice because I don't really care for the comedic way of hosting. I was praying they wouldn't get that horrible Chelsea Handler on. I can't stand her. I'm sorry to anybody out there that likes her, but she's really not funny. She sucks.
I think Chelsea might want you on the show now. But, yeah, I'm kind of fence about it. You know, it's you're used to a comedian, but with comedians, they get so, I guess, because of the pomp and circumstance of the Oscars, they can't really go where they want to go. And you know that they want to, but they don't want to shock a whole room and lose everybody for the rest of the evening. And I know that happened with Chris Rock, and I know it happened with Jon Stewart, because, you know, as pointed and as funny as they are, you kind of felt the sense that when they hosted, they were kind of shackled as to what they wanted to say and what they couldn't say.
And oh, definitely.
So for this, it's going back to an era of Hollywood in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when actors did host it. And, you know, I'm going to be interested to see what happens. I know that Anne Hathaway can sing and probably dance and do whatever. James Franco, I don't know. And, you know, I know he's funny. He's been with Pineapple Express. And, you know, so I was like, we'll see actually how it goes. It'll be interesting. And I didn't really have a preference this year as to who would host that anyway. And then I guess I want to get to another quick story because time is actually slipping away from us. But Eva Longoria and Tony Parker meeting for lunch yesterday. Your thoughts on it, and do you think a reunion's in the plans for these two?
No, not at all. I think the split's probably friendly. It's a friendly split. It didn't work out. There's no reason to be bitter. And I think, you know, it's just probably dividing of some sort of property. I really think that's what it was about.
Okay. Yeah, and I was like, it's a lot going on with Tony and Eva this week in terms of Tony's lawyer quitting the case because actually he also represents Brent Berry as well. And kind of breaking, Aaron Berry came out and adamantly refuted the claims of any relationship with Tony. So, you know, it looks like this is between Eva and Tony and whatever it's going to head. But, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think it's more or less, you know, I know some news outlets were like, oh, are they getting back together? And, yeah, I don't think they are. I think, you know, the fact that both have filed for divorce in different states, you know, I think it's going to be one of those things where it will be an amicable split. You know, I'm going to skip off the, you know, our schedule here, and I'm actually going to do something, and I've talked about it before this week on the postings and things of that nature, but I'm actually going to give Lola her one-minute rant because this week over something that she saw in the press photos, and Lola, I'm going to give you 1 minute, and it's got to be 1 minute only because we're running out of show time, but go ahead on your one-minute rant.
It's about Alex Rodriguez. As many of you know that follow me or even know much about me, I have the biggest crush on Alex Rodriguez. To me, man could do no wrong until this week. He is back with the despicable Jezebel Cameron Diaz. I will never accept her. I will never accept her. Never. I don't have to figure that out for the life of me. I thought he came to his senses and dumped her. I mean, she cost him the championship series. But no, not my A-Rod. Nope. Guy is a glutton for punishment. So I turn to a magazine and I see these horrible pictures of him looking miserable. Just joking. He actually looked very happy with Cameron Diaz. And I'm not happy. As a fan, I am not happy. You know, I mean.
All right. That's 1 minute.
Hard to say.
It's 1 minute. I know we can go on, but we've got more show, and we're going to get rapid fire. First question, Christina Aguilera is quoted as telling people that her relationship with her ex, Jordan Bratman, was unhealthy and that her new beau, Matt Rutler, is the kind of guy she could spend hours with talking on the phone and then it's daylight. Question, how long will it last? And is Matt the new Oksana and Christina the new Mel?
It won't last long. Rebounds never last. And the comparison to Mal Christina, change your image. You don't want to be like him.
Okay,
my question to you is going to be, as of Thursday, only $160,000 were raised out of $1 million for the dead Twitter celebs such as Ryan Seacrest, Kim Kardashian, and Lady Gaga. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, one, why didn't Justin Bieber do this? And two, how much will it cost Kanye just to do 3 Twitters per day? Next question. This week, cop the feel on singer Nicki Minaj's Behind on Live the other day. Now, you've seen it, and I know you know what I mean by it. Real or unreal? And if you were in Regis's shoes, would you have done the same thing?
Sure, why not? I mean, he's got that new heart, and let him get a quick cop feel. Go for it, Regis. Okay, this is my question to you. Reports are surfacing that Kim Kardashian is upset because her ex, Reggie Bush, is engaged to model singer Maya Veronica. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, one, Kim, you're moving on a different relationship. But I think my even bigger thought is, how in the heck did Reggie Bush score Maya Veronica and Kim Kardashian?
Lucky guy.
It's like finding a winning lottery ticket for $40 million and then losing it and then finding one for about $70 million. And it's just I guess I should have been an athlete in my years past, or I should have just been born rich, but I have no idea. I'm more mad at them both, and I'm more jealous of Reggie because he actually had a chance to date them both. But that's it. Actually,
well, he's definitely a booty man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that one. I'm in trouble. Actually, we've got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to actually debut something new called On the Cutting Room Floor. Actually, 2 minutes. I'm going to go real quick. MediaTakeout.com is reporting a couple of stories about this week about Lil Wayne. First of all, about how actually one of his girlfriends is now claiming that she's pregnant, and saying that she's from New Orleans. And then another one about the drama between him and Drake, and I guess people from this camp are saying that they feel that Drake's disrespectful and that he was seeing one of Lil Wayne's girls, I guess, Chanel, and that, you know, they just thought he was disrespectful. That's coming from Media Takeout. But to me, I'm thinking, I'm not even sure if I would want to I'm not even going to go there, but I was going to say, I'm not even sure I want to date anybody that Lil Wayne was dating, but yeah, that's
I think it's kind of funny. Lil Weezy strikes again.
I think we need a scorecard now to know how many kids he probably has. But I
Flavor Flav, well, there's a new man on your tail, Lil Weezy.
We've got about a minute to go, and, of course, that wraps up. 30 minutes goes by quick on this show.
Oh, it does.
We just want to make a couple of announcements. News and Comment will return tomorrow. And also, I had a big announcement as to the next guest on the 411 Lounge. She's agreed in principle to meet with us on the lounge, and that Paige Monroe, who is popular on MySpace and Twitter as well as Facebook. And so we're excited to have her. Stay tuned for details on when that show will be airing. And I guess that's it. Lola, you got anything?
No, I think we covered everything. We even got the little Weezy story put in. I think we did good.
Even got that in. But, yeah, so that will do it for Eye on Hollywood. Until next week, for Lola, I'm LeVar. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yes, everybody enjoy your day.